Milad, Allah's delight. Prophet's devotion, hearts take flight. Eid of the lovers, Eid e Miladun Nabi.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program of Madani Channel, the Eid of the Lovers. And this Eid of the Lovers is Eid Miladun Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the occasion and the days of Eid Miladun Nabi, we discuss about the various life aspects of our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that when we are rejoicing the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we appreciate the qualities of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to bring those qualities of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our lives as well. And every aspect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is actually an example for us. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly sent to us as a perfect role model, uswa hasana, the best of examples. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taught us everything, not only verbally but practically. So in this series we have covered quite a bit lessons from the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the lessons of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, regarding the miracles at the time of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, regarding the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam intake on justice and prosperity, how he set the foundation for Madinatul Munawwara, what were the principles he has advised us to stick onto. Likewise, today we have a topic in which we are going to look at kindness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as an example for us, and we need to look up to this example and follow this best of role models, the best of men to ever lived on the face of the earth, our beloved master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Before we get into the topic, let's listen to a fadilat of sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the closest to me on the day of judgment shall be the one who shall recite the most durood upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and this verse is in Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَا فَضُّوا مِّنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O Messenger, O Beloved, it is great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are gentle and kind towards them. For had you been harsh and hard-hearted for them, they would all have broken away from you. And the reason why the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had the companions, and the companions carried on the legacy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the core reason amongst them is the leniency, the kindness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the compassion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There are many instances that show his kindness and gentleness, especially to the weak and the poor. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was his helper from a very young age, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has spent a lot of time with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, I served the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for 10 years and he never said to me, shame, or why did you do such and such thing? He never scolded me, or why did you not do such and such thing? Such great attitude of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, O Aisha, never turn away any needy man from your door empty-handed. O Aisha, love the poor, bring them near to you, and Allah will bring you near to Him on the Day of Judgment. He also went much further to say, the compassion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with the weak and the poor ones, that find me amongst the weak ones, for you are given provision or you are given help only by reason of the medium of the weak ones. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. And the reflection of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind and likes kindness in all the things. This is what we see from the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In fact, his heart, the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be saddened at the state of looking at the disobedient people in Makkatul Mukarramah, the disbelievers of Makkatul Mukarramah. But yet the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be kind. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be humble. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would show compassion. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would show mercy. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith sharif, I have been sent to complete the perfect good character. Allahu Akbar. No one could ever provide a better example of generosity and kindness and mercy than the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did. It was for this reason that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all the people. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to give others not only what he desired for himself, but also sacrificed his own necessities and essentials for others. In line with the teaching of the Holy Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Never shall you attain righteousness unless you spend out of that which you love. Whatever you spend, Allah surely knows it well. Students of history and orientation and literature acknowledge many qualities. For example, the famous biographist has mentioned a very big writer in the Western world. He has written that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of men, and due to his modesty and kindness, patience and generosity, he disliked saying no. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said no. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam disliked to say no. There was no no on the tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would always bestow. He would always give. Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went out to the market with 8 dirhams to buy a shirt. On the way, he noticed a girl crying. While everyone else ignored her, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went out of his way to inquire about the reason for her tears. She explained that she had gone out to purchase a household necessity with 2 dirhams, but had unfortunately lost them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was deeply moved by her plight, by her sadness, and gave her 2 dirhams from the 8 dirhams he had. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam continued his journey to the market, where he bought a shirt or a kameez for himself for 4 dirhams. Before returning, he saw an aged man proclaiming, whoever clothes me with a garment, may Allah clothe him with the garment of paradise. Upon hearing these words, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, driven by his love and generosity, gave the shirt he had just bought for himself to that elderly man. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then used the remaining two dirhams to purchase another shirt and left the market. 8 dirhams. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam intended to buy a kameez. Girl was crying. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave her 2 dirhams. She wanted to buy a few necessities for the household. 6 dirhams remaining. From the 6 dirhams, now he buys a shirt or a kameez for 4 dirhams. And a man wants that and says that somebody should clothe me. Allah ta'ala shall clothe him with the garments of Jannah, gives that share to him. Now he's left with 2 dirhams. On his way out, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam encountered a female slave who was sitting down and crying. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with the remaining 2 dirhams, after he bought the shirt, as he is leaving from the market, he saw a slave who was crying. In the time before the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, women had very little respect. They were very mistreated before the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the treatment of slaves was unimaginably harsh. Women had little to no respect, and the treatment of slaves was very harsh. They were often ignored by everyone. However, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw how she was, her state, he approached her and asked why she was upset. She responded, "I fear punishment from my master due to the length of my absence. I've been absent for quite long." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam consoled her by assuring her that he would speak to her master on her behalf. Upon reaching the house, he knocked on the door and greeted them with salam. Assalamu alaikum. He then spoke to the master and his family, requesting their forgiveness for the female slave, what she did. So requesting for the forgiveness. They not only willingly forgave her, but also granted her freedom. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, compassion. Now, he's giving someone what he needs. Something which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has for himself, that to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving to the person who asks for it. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could not see tears, could not see somebody upset, going to ask for forgiveness for their behalf. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is his excellence. This is his method. This was his approach. Subhanallah. A lesson which we learn from this incident is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave his shirt, which was his favorite type of clothing, without any hesitation, in order to help another person. You know, in line with the verse that you shall never be a believer until you give what you love for yourself. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed this practically. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not seek any return on that. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not demand any return on that. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave his time, his precious time, to that slave who was scared of the master and actually went to the house of the master to ask for forgiveness. And at multiple places in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we see such brilliant examples. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had a strong desire to distribute everything for the sake of others on numerous occasions. For example, it is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in a wonderful narration, "If I had gold equal to the mountain of Uhud, it would not please me that it should remain with me for more than 3 days, except an amount which I would keep for repaying debts." Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if I had a mountain of gold, it won't stay with me for 3 days. I wouldn't like it for it to stay with me for more than 3 days. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would distribute it to others. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's desire was to help the people. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was selfless and disliked possessing anything that he did not truly need. His character was such that if someone asked for something, he would go to the great lengths to assist them, even if it meant utilizing his own essential resources, like food, drink, essential household needs. That to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, go out of his way and assist the people and sacrifice for them. What compassion, what love, what mercy. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never said no. Allahu Akbar. He never said no. It is a famous hadith we learn. It mentions it never happened that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was asked for anything and he said no. In proof of this narration, it is stated in regards to the high standard of generosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, There was a time when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had a good number of sheep and goats with him. In this regard, one person is reported to have said that never in his life had he seen anyone possess such abundant wealth. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, when he heard that this man is saying that he has never seen someone having such abundance of wealth, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he left a life of poverty. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did not prefer a life of being rich. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would at times tie stones to his stomach, Allahu Akbar, due to hunger. So this man is saying, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had few goats and sheep, he said that I've never seen such abundant wealth. So as a result, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gave the entire flock to that person. Upon which the man immediately said, without doubt, you are the true Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For such generosity cannot be shown by anybody else. Hence, the exemplary morals of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was such that the Quran makes the following statement so beautifully, وَإِنَّكَ لَعْلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the possessor of the highest of morals. Allahu Akbar, the generosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and compassion was not simply limited to his own people. Rather, it was extended to people of all tribes, of all backgrounds, of all languages, of everywhere. Hatim Tai was regarded as the king of Banu Tai tribe, a non-Muslim who was very generous. He was known for his generosity. He was also the father of Adi ibn Hatim At-Tai, who was a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hatim Tai was known to be a generous man during the period of Jahiliya, during the period before Islam. As it is mentioned, that Hatim was a man of such distinction and generosity that many extraordinary events and strange accounts are associated with him. However, by these deeds, he did not seek the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the hereafter, but was motivated by desire for fame and recognition. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once took captives of Banu Tai, and among the captives was the daughter of Hatim At-Tai. She pleaded to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, will you not release me and spare me from this captiveness? For I am the daughter of the leader of my people, meaning I am the daughter of Hatim Tai. My father was the guardian of our sacred objects. He relieved the distressed, fed the hungry, clothed those who are in need of clothes, gave generous hospitality, provided the best of food, spread peace abroad, and never refused the request of any needy. I am the daughter of Hatim Tai. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam responded, O girl, all these qualities truly describe the believers. Had your father been a believer, we would certainly have been merciful to him. Release her, for her father was a man who loved to perform good deeds, and Allah Azza wa Jal loves good deeds. Compassion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, left the daughter, left that girl out of captiveness. Why? Because the father, although he was a non-believer, but he was generous. He was doing those actions which were actually encouraged by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In regards to this incident, there are narrations that it is very evident from this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's final Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not only recognized the virtues of this person, but also treated who belonged to them with kindness. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam appreciated the kindness of what that man was doing, even though he was, because my master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is compassionate and merciful for everyone. He treated the non-Muslims also with kindness and love. He gave da'wah to them. He invited them to the true path with kindness and love. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's great attributes are mentioned at various places in the Holy Quran and in the Ahadith Mubarakah. In fact, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's kindness with birds, with animals, with trees, with plants, with men, with women, with children, with orphans, it's uncountable. There are so many narrations about the mercy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned, treat women kindly since they are your helpers. You have your rights upon your wives and they have their rights upon you. Regarding another instance, once a number of women complained to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's wives, the Mubarak Ummahatul Mu'mineen, about their ill treatment by their husbands. On hearing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, such persons among you are not good persons. Such people are not good people. This statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was an indication that no one will be accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who, while on earth, decided to be unkind to the women. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam discouraged it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was asked that I am kind to them, but they ill-treat me. That what should I do? That my relatives, I am kind to them, but they ill-treat me. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said this while replying, so long as you continue as you are, Allah will always help you and He will protect you against their mischief. That if someone is being mischievous to you, you are being kind to them. And they are not being kind to you. As long as you are continuing your kindness, Allah Ta'ala will protect you. Allah Ta'ala will give you safety. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will maintain your respect. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will increase your respect. Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam was always, always kind. Once Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abu Bakr's mother, who was still an unbeliever, came to see her in Medina. Once told this to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, my mother has come to see me and she is expecting something from me. May I oblige her? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, yes, be kind to your mother. There are many ahadith concerning the kindness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, but look at the kindness upon the animals of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, the birds, the animals, the insects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed kindness towards everything. So when you slaughter any animal, slaughter it well. When you sacrifice, make your sacrifice good. And let everyone sharpen his weapon and make it easy for his sacrificed animal. Subhanallah azza wa jal. What a nasihat from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about being kind towards the animals as well. Subhanallah, there are narrations in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the best home is that home in which orphans are treated well. And the worst of homes is that home in which the orphan is treated badly. That house is the worst of homes. Orphans should be treated well. Women should be treated well. Islam introduced respect for the orphans, respect for the women. Islam introduced human rights, introduced women rights, introduced animal rights. Islam promoted generosity. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came with the message of compassion for everyone. And this is what we have to follow as the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A message of Milad, do accept it inshallah azza wa jal. We will be having the next episode with another fresh topic inshallah azza wa jal. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Eid Milad, Allah's delight, Prophet's devotion, hearts take flight. Eid of the lovers.